This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, and now that Anthony Cumia is a regular every few weeks doing the show, and Roger's show, and so many others, we got to cut new liners, let them send their liners, and we have the guy cut liners for them specifically. It's Alex Jones. Hi, I'm Anthony Cumia. But it's all a work in progress here. The election is obviously taking it out of all of us. I'm cross-eyed half the time now, but I'm so wound up, I can't seem to get off the treadmill. I got to take a vacation, because I've been flipping out today, folks. I'm actually pissed at myself that I've not gotten more angry when they just came out. I have only seen four or five of these. I'm told it's like on every channel, NBC, CBS, broadcast TV. Me and Gavin McGinnis calling us deeply racist and we need to be censored. And then Stephen Bannon's a racist. They don't show any clip of it. And then I learned that BreitbartNews.com, Infowars.com, every other site we've got has been just banned off Google Chrome. It gives you warnings that it's fake or dangerous. I'm just living in the freaking twilight zone here, man. We just kicked their ass. They got caught with fake polls. They got caught with fake questions and fake debates at WikiLeaks. They got caught in freaking devil worship. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Who's got the energy to run around and drink blood and crap? I mean, it's just, what is going on with these people? What about drinking a beer and watching TV or something? I mean, they're just a bunch of freaks. And then I sit here and I realize it's not ending. It's getting crazier. I just have to make it fun and make it exciting. But I am kind of setting up the bat emergency to listeners, because I was about to punch out and let the man from behind Compound Media take over. And I just realized I need to throw more of a fit, not just laugh. I've been on air like, ha-ha, they're censoring everything. God, it's fascism. Isn't that funny? Look at these dumbasses. I'm always, but it's really happening. They've delisted us from Alexa. They're trying to kill our advertisers. We're still kicking their ass. I called Paul Watson. He goes, yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it. It's bad, Alex. Worst yet. Here's their plan. And I'm like, don't worry. We always kick their ass. We'll kick it again. So it's compoundmedia.com, Anthony Cumia. We're going to break in 3 minutes. I want you to take over. But you got kicked off your number one show. Your whole history is getting censored for just mild stuff you said that these, you know, anti-cop people act like a bunch of, you know, criminals. It's true. You get kicked off. It's just like, God, but here's the problem. It's intensifying. So I get mad and feel like I better up the ante more against these people. We've got to really deal with them somehow. But I guess it's already happening. They're collapsing. We're exploding. What do you say, my friend? Take over.
It's just been unbelievable since the election. I've seen what you think is that they're going to say, wow, we lost. We better change our tune, because the silent majority that was indeed out there came to life and made their voices heard. And now they're doubling down on a lot of the stuff that made that happen. I don't know if they're stupid, delusional, both. They just don't seem to understand that every demonstration they hold against Donald Trump, every time somebody's called racist, sexist, homophobic, when they crucify people with no evidence, when people are being beaten in the streets, videotape evidence of people being beaten in the streets for being Trump supporters, and all they want to report is a piece of loose leaf paper was found under someone's windshield wiper, and that's Trump's minion going around committing these racial
atrocities. It's like Jack Frost. It's like Jack Frost is skipping around. In fact, if you want to play it, because my producer's mad at me because I say get these clips, we have three racial attacks. I'm not saying play it if you want to. They can tell you about it. Three a day that's caught on video, hundreds more that aren't, of white people being attacked. And I'm not some white nationalist. I don't give a damn.
No.
But I'm like, quit attacking us and then saying we're attacking you. But it's not even the minorities. It's the media directing them.
I have heard them literally say hundreds upon hundreds of racist attacks by Trump supporters since the election, and not one shred of evidence.
No.
I mean, everyone has a camera in this day and age. If there was a Bigfoot, we'd have seen it. if there was a Loch Ness Monster, we'd have seen it. But for some reason, we never see these attacks.
I know, we did
Trump
see.
Trump supporters are perpetrating against these poor liberals that are just trying to get their voices heard.
Anthony, you're doing a great job. Have you seen Hillary yesterday reemerge? She literally looked like Walking Dead. Look at her. We'll be back.
What did they do? Either they canceled her people.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Yes. The all-new Brain Force Plus has arrived at InfoWarsLife.com. For more than a year, InfoWars has been working behind the scenes with leading formulation scientists to create the new generation of nootropics. Brain Force has been an absolute favorite among listeners and the InfoWars crew, and has been completely sold out on InfoWarsLife.com for weeks. Now InfoWars Life is taking Brain Force to the next level with Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsLife.com. With Brain Force Plus, here's what you get. 20% more capsules per bottle, a brand new supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract, a higher concentration formula for maximum potency, all for the same low price as the original Brain Force. This is the definition of a 360 win, and it's your purchase that helps support the InfoWar. For this limited first run, we'll be selling on a first-come, first-served basis. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle before we sell out. How's everybody doing? Anthony Cumia here for InfoWars. Loved it. Was listening before I got on here today. Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura, which there is nothing more entertaining than listening to Jesse the Body, the Mind Ventura. I should have been the vice presidential candidate. Should have been me. I'd whip everyone into shape with some mind control. I can't get enough of Jesse Ventura. When last I was with you here at InfoWars, we still didn't know. We still had no clue who the president was going to be. We hoped. Oh, did we hope. And, well, we all know what happened. Donald Trump, president-elect of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham Clinton, just relegated to where she should be, the trash bin of history. She's done. I believe that's the last we'll see politically of these two. Criminally, who knows? And, of course, Chelsea, their offspring, who knows what the future holds for her with all the favors and whatnot that have gone back and forth with the Clintons over the years. So they'll still be a force there somewhere, but you won't see Hillary running for anything anymore. I predict this, and I've seen this happen with a lot of people that I've known over the years. When people are vibrant, full of life, and then they retire, and within 6 months, they're dead. They're just gone. There's something about having a purpose and a drive for something in life. And Hillary's entire existence has been to attain the maximum level of power and control, which is the presidency of the United States, the leader of the free world. This is something she has wanted forever. And this was her last shot. The fact that she thought she had it in the bag, too, really adds on to that immense disappointment in her life. And I foresee this. Now, I don't hope harm on anybody. I'm a nice, likable type of fella. But let me tell you something. I've seen this happen. I predict a downward spiral in an already failing health on Hillary Clinton's part. And within the next 6 months, a year, I think we're really going to see some serious issues come out with Hillary Clinton's health. Here's a picture of her from yesterday. My God, man, what happened? is that? It looks like she's been hit. I don't know. Maybe this was a little touched up. I'm not sure. But I did see the picture yesterday. Her hair. Remember when she came back for the debates after she collapsed during the 9/11 thing? She came back for the debates and she was just re-energized, reinvigorated. She had had a complete makeover. Her hair was lustrous and full of body. Her face wasn't as wrinkly or anything. And then she comes out yesterday, and it's the first time we've seen her really since the election. And wow, it looks like I think I stepped over her on the way here. One of the homeless that are out on the streets of New York City. Just not a good thing. This is something Hillary Clinton can't deal with. It's being irrelevant, especially in her field of politics. And what she was doing for her entire life was trading the offices that she has been in, and the positions she has held, for money and giving out political favors. That's what she's done. I don't know what she's going to do now. I can't see people paying her the types of funds she was being paid for speeches. For what? They're not going to get anything in return now. Watch her price drop way off. Her and Bill, her husband there, Bill. Watch their prices for speeches drop way off because there's nothing in it for anybody to pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars. If they're not going to get something in return, be like, wait, Hillary, what did you think? We wanted to actually hear that voice of yours? We were paying you to hear that? Yeah, there it is. And they won't. They won't pony up that kind of money if they're not getting access to the State Department. and just hearing, and I think we can do better. You're going to pay for that? I'm not, unless I'm trying to chase rodents out of my house. That might be a good thing. You could hire Hillary. She'll come to your house, give a speech if you have a rodent or roach problem in your house. That voice, they can't take it. Although for what she's saying, that you might actually bring more in. Because that does seem like what's happening these days with her supporters. We heard for how long will Donald Trump and his supporters accept loss gracefully? Will they back the President of the United States, Madam President of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton? And we heard this ad nauseum because they were so smug and so sure that Hillary was going to win. Why? Again, the media, that slug on the sidewalk, that rat rummaging through the garbage, the media, let everybody know that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. The polls that were run by this same crooked media and presented by this crooked media told us that Hillary was going to be president. Every other indication, and I said this time and time again, every indication I saw from every other source besides the media and the polls that are being presented to you by this media told me Donald Trump would win this election. The sheer numbers of people that were attending everything he did, every rally. He didn't need Beyonce. He didn't need Jay-Z or Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen. He showed up and the people showed up and they were an energized crowd. They weren't a crowd that looked like they were dragged there personally by Hillary to attend her rallies. And that's what we all saw as Trump supporters. They tried to bash it in the media. They lied to us about who was going to win this election. And we all saw. And the biggest doubt I had, and I think a lot of the people out there that did support Donald Trump had as to whether he would win or not, was were they powerful enough in this crooked, corrupt government and the media to fool us and lie and cheat and steal this election from the majority of the American people that wanted Donald Trump as president. It was definitely in there. We were thinking, hey, this could happen. And as we watched election night, oh, was that just the sweetest thing to watch? Watch all those newscasters that had done nothing but lie about this election for 18 months to us, lie to our faces, have to sit there and eat it. Just eat it up. And boy, did they fight it till the bitter end. Did they fight those facts? Because that's what it was coming in. The facts that Trump was winning Florida. He was winning Ohio. He was winning Pennsylvania. And he was going to D.C. Yeah. Sorry. Every time I mention states, I have to do that. But that's exactly what was happening. He was winning. They were losing their minds. And it was the sweetest thing to watch because for 18 months, we had to watch them lambast our candidate that said that real change was going to happen. America was going to be great again. And to watch them have to eat it after so long was just so, so sweet. And getting back to what I started with, will Donald Trump and his followers accept what is going on? Will accept the democratically elected Madam President? We heard this time and time again. Well, she loses, Trump wins. And what do we see instantaneously? Them not accepting Donald Trump as the legally, democratically elected president of the United States. The utter hypocrisy. Oh, look at these brain surgeons. Yeah, there you go. The utter hypocrisy from the left is right in our face. You point it out to them and they act like it isn't even really happening. There they are protesting a legal election that has taken place because their person didn't win. It's the only reason. their person didn't win. Effigies of Donald Trump being burned, him being called horrific things before he's even a week into his president-electdom. He's not even a president yet. Every move he's making is being criticized and looked into with a microscope. He's appointing racists. We'll get into some of what the news is talking about Donald Trump doing in the week since he's been elected right after this. Anthony,
are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alex Jones and Infowars.com. Love it. Love it. Love what Infowars has been doing over the past 18 months of this campaign and the election. Boy, was it just great to watch Alex drinking champagne after the election. There was just a celebratory feel to the whole thing because it not only felt like we were overcoming a political opponent, but it felt like we were overcoming an opponent that was trying to keep us down for so long. And it finally worked out for the silent majority again. All those people just disgusted. And that's what it is. That's what a lot of the left and the media doesn't understand. These are people who have carried this country on their backs for generations. There it is. Oh, I love it. They've carried this country on their backs for generations and never asked for anything except for what this country offers. Opportunity. You work hard, pay your taxes, live responsibly, raise your family, all those things that are common sense that we all know. And this country gives you, in return, opportunity to make something of yourself, to leave your family something in the future. That's it. That's what this country is here doing for you. So nothing more than that was ever asked of the people that this country was resting on their shoulders, the working middle class of America. And it worked out fine for quite a while that way. But when they just started getting crapped on so badly and being told not only are you working and literally supporting this nation with what you do, but you're trash. You're the problem. You're the one making this country a terrible place with your horrid racism and sexism and lack of diversity, lack of inclusion. Oh, the Muslims, this, that. And it's the people that were doing all the heavy lifting to keep this country moving ahead. And finally, they stood up and said, wait, no more. We're doing all this. We're working hard. We're building this country, continuing to make it a place of opportunity. And we're just not going to listen to you calling us garbage and the problem anymore. And we went to the polls. And you know what the results were. I think that's an amazing thing that that happened. And it's something the left cannot understand. They can't wrap their hands around. They can't wrap their minds around it. They can't figure it out. So what do? They react in a way that doubles down on what they did to get Trump elected. They are gunning for a second term before he even starts his first term. Keep it up. Keep it up, media. Keep it up, corrupt politicians, and keep it up, the left, the protesters, the Hollywood elite, which we'll get into in the next segment coming up very shortly, because that Hollywood elite, I can't think of a group of people in this country that are more out of touch with what is needed and what goes on in this country than the glittering, sparkling Hollywood elite. It's awful. The students that are protesting having, I kid you not, cry-ins. You know, you have a sit-in at all these inns that protesters have sit-in. They're having a cry-in where they sit around. I kid you not, and cry about. There you go. That's typical. Typical. Socialist, communist, liberal, just cry. There they are. What university is this? It might as well be. It's showing, I believe this is North Korea and the crying population, which, boy, do they have a reason to cry over there. But a cry-in, they're wearing safety pins that normally go on baby diapers. I mean, can it get any more crazy and funny, actually? It's like Alex was saying, you know, you want to rant and rave and rage at how angry you are, but you look at some of this stuff and it's absolutely laughable. They're putting baby diaper clips, safety pins on themselves to identify themselves as comrades in this battle against the horrible right and Trump. Infowars.com. Anthony Cumia, we'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are for Alex Jones, Anthony Cumia on Infowars.com. Just before the break, we were talking about the left and how they're dealing with, actually absolutely not dealing with, the idea of President Donald Trump. Cornell University is holding a cry-in. A cry-in. This is what we're dealing with in this country. I'm beside myself, as they say. Some of the students are in the quad, sitting in a circle, holding each other, and crying as they react to yeah, like an infant, much like an infant, they are crying over Donald Trump being elected president. one of the students in the crying, saying, I'm quite terrified, honestly. It's saying that people are really given into fear-mongering. They are willing to put people down based on their identity just so that they feel vindicated that they would be getting rid of crooked Hillary. Oh, I say Hillary, and I cough just like her. It's like the Green Mile. When I say her name, all those bugs, they have to fly out of my mouth because it's just that evilness is in me. They can't take it. Another one says, I'm concerned how this is validating the behavior of a lot of people. Validating the behavior of a lot of people? I'm concerned, too. But I don't think we're talking about the same people. Several adults, mostly professors, stood around the group. The event appeared to take on an atmosphere of a funeral or a wake. How about that? I'd say the results are heartbreaking and such a slap in the face to so many of the populations that make up America, an older woman said. There it is. I think it's also an indication that there are many, many people who are suffering and feel they haven't been heard, and they believe that Trump will answer their need. Yeah, yeah, that's actually true. We haven't been heard. Again, the working middle class that I was talking about earlier, they continued to do it. That was always the thing people would say. It's like, well, you won't see them protesting. The working middle class. Well, they have jobs to do. They have places to go. Ah, they just roll with the punches and go. Well, finally, it got to be enough. It just got to be too much where we had to come out and say, and here's what happens when we finally have a voice and say something. The other side loses their mind, just loses their mind. Another student said, how the F is he winning? What the F? The student said, as Trump took the state of Ohio, they just can't grasp it. They honestly think and still think that there's this small portion of people in this country that are every type of ist and ism you could think of that somehow elected Donald Trump into office. They can't fathom that there are enough people that do not think like they do to elect a president. They can't fathom it. They've never been wrong. They've always had the right ideas for this country. And it's completely alien to them to be able to think that there are a bunch of people disgusted with the way things were going, that wanted things changed, that went out and voted with passion and got things done. And they're like, what? How did? Well, it happened. It happened. And this violence that they're talking about, this is the thing that is just, again, how can I be surprised after watching the media for 18 months do nothing but completely lie to the American people? Not even try to hide that they are lying and that they are biased and that they're trying to brainwash you into believing things that are just completely false. Why would I be surprised they would change after the election? Silly me. I had this thought that they would go, wow, did we screw up? In order to get any credibility and trust back, we have to apologize to the American people and change our tune pretty quickly here. Well, of course not. They're, again, doubling down. Lying. And the thing we're seeing now is they're reporting hundreds of cases of racial and sexist attacks on people by Trump supporters because they feel this. I guess this is what they're thinking or saying. They feel this newfound freedom to be the real racist and misogynist that they had to hold in so long. Is this ridiculous? Is this a ridiculous concept that all of these racist, sexist, homophobic people were holding in this hatred and rage and want to commit assaults on people because Obama was president? So they didn't do it. But now that Trump is the president-elect, he's not even in office yet. Now they're pulling knives on people on buses. That's what I've read, that knives are being pulled on people for, by the way, no reason. They just pull knives out. They put on their Make America Great Again hat and start yelling at people on the bus about Donald Trump and how these people don't belong in the country and threaten them with a weaponry. Are we supposed to believe this? What would have stopped these people from being on a bus? Let's just go back 3 years ago. Random 3 years ago. You are a crazy racist. You're on a bus and you look around and you go, boy, I sure would like to pull a knife on some of these people and just say how angry I am that they're even here in this country and blah, 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 blah. What's to stop that person? I better wait. I better wait till maybe Donald Trump gets elected. It's so ludicrous to think that these things are happening. So what we see on the news is these vague, false reports of attacks, but they're never physical attacks. We never see anything. Like I was saying to Alex just before, everyone, their dogs, their cats, plants, they all have cameras now. It's true. I saw a rhododendron taking a selfie the other day. Every living thing on this planet has a camera now. Pictures are taken of everything, whether it's the most boring bowl of breakfast cereal or a plane crash and everything in between. It is now photographed, videoed, and popped up online, lickety split for everyone to see. You are trying to tell me, as the mass media, that all these attacks, they said hundreds of instances of these racial and sexist attacks taking place. And I can't find one. A guy whose job it is on a daily basis to hunt down and search out these incidents that are happening across the country. And I cannot find anything that resembles a Trump supporter physically attacking someone that didn't support Donald Trump. Can't find it. Now, on the other hand, the thing we have an abundance of is actual recorded evidence of Trump supporters being assaulted by people that obviously did not support Donald Trump and do not support what Trump stands for. There is a lovely high school student assaulted for being a Trump supporter. We saw a gentleman dragged from his vehicle. That's the one they're saying, hey, wait a minute. There's a Trump supporter dressed in a Freddy Krueger sweater pushing a protester down an escalator. Well, this story came out that this lad was autistic, didn't like the noise that the bullhorn was making, and pushed the guy down the stairs. It had nothing to do with any political affiliation. We see a guy getting dragged out of his car, a la Reginald Denny, if you remember him, beaten as people are recording it on their phones and yelling, he voted Trump. He voted Trump. Beat his ass. That's what they were yelling. That, to me, is pretty proof positive. Yes, a gentleman that we just saw gunned down at a bar, outside a bar, after joking he was a Trump supporter. We have a high school student attacked. And then, again, the falsities, the lies. Student reported men beat her, stole her hijab, off her head, her Muslim headwear. Well, that, she admitted, was a lie. And we've seen so many of these instances of lying. There are racist signs put up over water fountains in schools, and people take pictures of them. And then I saw one recently, another student from the same school said, I saw you put this on the wall. I saw you take a picture of it. Because it helps their cause to make people think that racists, sexists, homophobes, xenophobes, all of them are the Donald Trump supporters. That's what it is. And it's dangerous. And it means harm to people that are labeled different. And this is just not happening. Donald Trump has Bannon from Breitbart on his staff advising him. They have said things about this man that is just incredible. Racist. Oh, my God. He's racist. And no one can find anything that really shows that he's this horrible racist. They find headlines about racial crimes, but there's no editorializing in it. This is what happened. You say a group of five black teens beat up this white person. Just the fact that you put the race in the story labels you a racist now. That's it. They're what we call hate facts. you ever think there'd be a thing called a hate fact? Well, there is. It's a fact that people don't like on the left because they deem it hateful. A fact is a fact, people. I don't think it could really be a hate fact. But they're out there. They're lying. The media will not stop at anything lying. They are now taking up looking at Donald Trump's activities since he's been elected, who he's meeting with, who he might be appointing to his cabinet. And it's nothing but negative. It's just a slew of negativity no matter what this guy does. And the funny thing is, he decides the other day to go out to have a steak dinner with his family. Can you imagine 18 months under the microscope with the abuse that entire Trump family has taken since he declared his candidacy for the presidency of the United States? It's all over finally. The election happened. Now the actual unbelievable hard work of being president of the United States starts. So he decides, you know what? Let's take a breath. Let's go to dinner. We'll get a steak at Club 21 with me and my family. Well, some reporter is there, takes a picture and tweets it. So reporters show up from every news agency to Donald Trump and his family eating dinner. When he goes to leave, they give him crap for not, first of all, not informing them that he was going to dinner in the first place. Can you honestly grasp this? They yelled at him for not informing them that he was taking his family to dinner. Then they get mad at him for not staying there and answering their questions. The media that lambasted this man for 18 months are mad that he didn't stick around and answer questions and didn't call them before he went to dinner with his family to maybe take a single breath in between being elected and being the president. That's the media. And they spin it by saying, well, if this shows any of this transparency that Trump has said he's going to have, I doubt it. The same media that didn't utter a peep when Hillary Clinton went completely MIA for the press for about a year and a half until the end of the campaign when she had to start talking to the press. But for a year and a half, just MIA. And we heard nothing about that. Asked questions about the various scandals in her life. Avoided that. That's the media that Donald Trump wants to phone up. Yeah, Yeah, it's D. Trump for a reservation at Club 21. Yeah, it's me and my family. Put it down, about a dozen people. We're going to do that. Yeah. You got a table? Oh, great. We'll be there in about an hour. Oh, also, do you have a table for 400 of the media? Yeah, I'm going to invite them, too, because that's really what I want to do, is sit with the media while I'm trying to enjoy a steak with my family. This is the media that wants to present themselves as informing us. They turn it around and say he's not being transparent. Donald Trump has the greatest uphill battle as president, I think, of any president we've seen in since they've been on film, perhaps, since the media has had the opportunity to put them in photographs in front of the people. He is going to be looked at closer and with under more of a microscope by this crooked, corrupt, lying media than any other president ever. And they will turn everything he does into some type of disaster or crime even before he takes office, is exactly what we're seeing. It's an abomination. And if they think they're going to win back the trust of all of those people that elected Donald Trump president, they have another thing coming, because I don't know what they could do at this point. For me, it's done. I will look for alternative means of getting my information. Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
formulation scientist to create the next generation of nootropics. That's what it is, nootropics. Brain Force has been an absolute favorite amongst listeners and InfoWars crew, and has been completely sold out on InfoWarsLife.com for weeks. Now InfoWars Life is taking Brain Force to the next level with Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsLife.com. With Brain Force Plus, you get 20% more capsules per bottle, a brand new supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract, a higher concentration formula for maximum potency, all for the same low price as the original Brain Force. This is the definition of a 360 win, and it's your purchase that helps support the InfoWar. For a limited first run, we'll be selling on a first-come, first-served basis. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle before we sell out. Ah, yes. Anthony Cumia back. InfoWars.com. Couldn't be happier to be here and talk about the things that are really going on in this country. I was talking about the Hollywood elite, the glitterati. Who are the glitterati? They're the people that glitter, Jerry. The glitterati. Adam Goldberg, I guess, and Lena Dunham have decided to start a thing where they leave a message on Paul Ryan's answering machine asking him to deny allowing Donald Trump to appoint Bannon to his cabinet in any way, shape, or form. I can't see this working. This is the guy, of course, from Saving Private Ryan, which all of a sudden now that part where he gets stabbed by the big German soldier, somehow it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. It's not really that bad to watch anymore. But they did this, and what makes the left think that they can dictate what the legally, democratically elected president does? This is their mindset. They are so self-important that they honestly believe they could make Trump, and they've watched Trump for 18 months now. Do you honestly think you're changing his mind on anything he really wants to do? I doubt it. But Hillary Clinton latched on to celebrities. Man, did she think that was going to put her over the top. Lady Gaga, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Jay-Z, blah, 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 blah. Realizing we didn't want celebrities. We wanted a president. We wanted a president that was going to do things for the better. To better this country, for the greater good, as it were. And that's another thing that the left just can't wrap their minds around. We don't care what these pop stars have to say. We don't care. They could have their opinion just like anyone else in this country. But why the left always decides to parade them out, thinking they're going to get to the kids that way. And thinking that that's going to sway anyone's vote? You think anyone that wanted Donald Trump for president was going to be swayed because Bon Jovi was playing his guitar on Hillary's airplane? Do you honestly think we were going to go, yeah, you know what? Forget it. Forget about all that terrorism, ISIS. Yeah, forget it. I like that Bon Jovi. Oh, I love it. Ever hear that I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride song? That sold me. I don't get it. I don't understand how people think like that. But thank God a lot of people weren't fooled, weren't bamboozled. We are looking at a President Trump in January, and we couldn't be happier. I want to thank, of course, Alex Jones and the fine people at InfoWars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. See you next time.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.